Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
After watching the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Knicks have clawed back into that finals, and it looks like the Thunder are about to put away the Minnesota Timberwolves over there in the West after last night. All right, I know you're a big Bill Simmons guy. You like to listen to this. You didn't hear this clip, though?
I did not.
All right, here is Bill Simmons throwing out there. We'll see how far this goes. I got a big tasty vittle with you with Michael Jordan here in a second, but here's Bill Simmons on a possible move considering your Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm just wondering if it all ends with him going back to Cleveland. By the way, I'm not inventing this. This has been floating around for the last 3-4 weeks, and people have been wondering. After how it ended for Cleveland, it's like, okay, what could they do? There's a couple different ways. First of all, I'm pretty sure, I don't think I'm wrong, that they could just trade Jared Allen and DeAndre Hunter for LeBron James and take the second year of his deal and maybe give him a 1-year extension. That's a trade that, according to the trade machine, you could have the LeBron opt out and then sign for a smaller deal. So it could just be LeBron for Jared Allen. A trade that I'm not even sure Cleveland would want to do because LeBron's going to be 41 years old next year. But he could opt out, do a deal around like $20 million, straight up trade for Allen. Or he could opt out of his deal and sign with them for the 12.9 mid-level. Or he could sign with them for the minimum.
That's time.
I got it in front of me.
It's time. Let's go.
I have it right here.
Here we go. What do you got?
And pull. That lever is still going back up. Boom! No, you can't do the trade.
Previous audio courtesy of the Ringer. You can't do the trade. Trade machine's dead.
So they have to still get under the apron to be able to do any of this. I do think this is one thing. The NBA, the one thing I gave the NBA credit for,
we're stuck,
is it was awesome to talk about a lot of offseason stuff because the fans could see the deals that could be done. So it wasn't a big leap to try to figure this stuff out. In this case, with multiple teams and second aprons, like there's almost no deals that can be done that don't literally equal the value going back and forth, one player for one player. And it's made it harder because that robs fans of being able to have fun with stupid trades. Now, with all of that said, I do think we could say just in theory, if you could pull this off, how would you feel about LeBron James past 40, who just made another All-NBA team? Nobody had ever done that in history.
I can't be the only one, guys. NBA. I can't believe the only one. And this isn't based on anything else. I am a LeBron James fan. I am so tired of him having to pull us out of the fire. Every time this team gets close, it turns into, will LeBron come back? Maybe LeBron will come back. Can we get LeBron back? Well, can we get LeBron? Like, guys, it happened already once. He's 41. I don't need to do this again. I don't think he's coming back. I think he's more than happy to be in Los Angeles and to do whatever he's doing in Los Angeles with Luka and the whole thing. And he'll finish his career there probably at the end of this. Well, he's got to come out and announce when he's going to have a final season, because then they have to be able to get everybody ready to, because he's going to be an owner. So he's going to have to do things as a favor to his fellow owners, like having a farewell tour so they could all get the box office of him going there. Not like the place wouldn't sell out anyway because it's LeBron freaking James. But I am just, he ain't coming back. I'm not getting my hopes up again. And aren't you guys tired of it as well, of him having to dig us out of every hole that we've created? I think we're stuck. It's a team of nice guys. They're good guys. We can be excited during the regular season. You know what? We're going to roll the dice next year, and we'll see whether or not they get tougher. You're stuck. Sorry, this is your team.
Well, I thought this season was, while as great as it was, 64 wins and all that, I thought the overarching thing was we're doing it without LeBron this time. And then they didn't go further into the playoffs than they had previously.
And then you're reminded you didn't have LeBron.
And now we've got Bill Simmons going, you still can't do it without him. And the only way you could possibly do it is if you bring him back.
Right. And look, if you brought LeBron in, this would not be about the regular season at all. I mean, LeBron this year for the first 2 months of the year literally played no defense, right? But obviously, like a guy like LeBron at his age, he's pacing himself for the only thing that matters, which is
playoffs.
Is trying to win another championship and winning that fifth title.
This is a team, if you got LeBron. And by the way, with the trade machine not working, can you factor in a trade machine that will work? So I'm not just, it's all shooting our mouth off, but so I'm fully not shooting my mouth off.
You'd have to find
some more that can help that would actually put this trade through.
You got a couple of seconds to find it.
Can you find something there? DeAndre Hunter, Jared Allen, and what else? You got anything else on you?
Well, what's part of it is needing LeBron to take a significant pay cut from what he could still get paid.
Okay.
Opting out of his deal to sign a smaller deal. Then he's also, think about it, he's leaving his kid. And the other kid just graduated, right? The other kid just graduated.
Yes, wait a minute. This isn't There Will Be Blood. He's not necessarily abandoning
his boy.
But he did.
Abandoned my child!
But wait, he did.
In Crypto.com arena.
Are we not just a year removed from him orchestrating, the team drafting the one kid so that he could be close to him? So I do think that was a big part of it. Plus, he was going to his other kid's games.
Well, you know, at some point, the kid needs to leave the nest. So, I mean, that's not even going to be a part of it. So, okay, put it all together.
I think it will be, but
You wanted me to, guys wanted me to go along with this, so I'm not going to go along with it here. All right? If you got LeBron, this is a 5-6 seed team. 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there. Because he is going to have knee tendonitis a whole lot during the regular season.
He's going to miss more regular season.
The seeds don't matter. I saw that. You got the one seed.
Exactly. Exactly.
What did the Pacers get?
Four seed.
You're going to have to deal. By the way, the regular season would matter again because when he plays, we're going to be making comparisons like crazy and whether or not he's got any juice left for the postseason. So he's going to be sitting out a lot of games. All right? He'll get his wind up and get working towards the postseason, but now you are expecting him with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley to be the guys to go through it. So you're going to have a lower seeding because you're not going to win as many games because he's going to be out. But you're expecting to accomplish more. That's a lot to have to put into this.
I will say
that's
East,
a hell of a lot.
Right now on paper, the East looks so bad that they still could probably get a second or third seed. Because I'm removing Boston from the top of that equation. I'm assuming Joel Embiid gets injured again or doesn't play that much in a regular season next year for Philadelphia. So they're going to play young guys a lot to try to get to the finish.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What am I supposed to assume? Indiana's going to win like 60 games next year. I don't.
Donovan Mitchell in this scenario, and Darius Garland
and Evan getting better.
They're going to win games.
I think they'll win a ton of games.
Would you want him back if he's available? Would you want him back?
You know what? I would.
Oh my god,
I would want him back.
Good god, get over it.
But that's the problem. I can't because I can't get out of the second round without him. That's. I think this is more of a condemnation of them. It's more about what they can't accomplish without him more than, man, we need LeBron. Yeah, we do. We do need LeBron It's just, unfortunately, I don't think they can make this work. And by the way, I'm just not making moves to make moves. Like I said, I would not trade Jared Allen for Draymond. I think Draymond has, you know, come back to the pack enough so that he just can't be counted on offensively at all now. So I wouldn't just make a move to make a move at all. DeAndre Hunter, I really love that trade for DeAndre Hunter. But again, it's not like he's got a ton of playoff success. That wasn't his fault this year because of that injury.
Let's go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Nathan in Cleveland. Nathan, hello.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing okay, Nathan. Go right on ahead.
Listen, I think that we're getting ahead of our skis a little bit. As we all know, and these are LeBron's words, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Okay. We're just going to take Diddy calls here.
I don't think homeboy's even going to be around.
Is that what we're going to do here? If we talk about LeBron James, we're just going to talk about those things? We're just going to take Diddy calls? That's all we're going to do?
There's a lot of online posts for people that are looking for clout that love doing that.
Putting
LeBron in those parties.
I'm going to try to take Lou in North Royalton.
By the way, people know the picture of him in the one outfit is not a real picture, right? They do know that was photoshopped.
I don't think they care. I don't think they care. No. Lou in North Royalton. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
We're doing okay. Go ahead.
Listen, hear this out first. This is an article written May 13th in the Sporting News by Drew Bishop. Three blockbuster trades that could shake up the Cavs offseason. The one I want to talk about, the first one was trading Jared Allen, DeAndre Hunter, Max Strus, a second round pick in 25 and a first round pick in 26 for Kevin Durant and Oso Odadaro. I don't know who he is, but you would get Kevin Durant. But the one I like was because last week everybody was talking about Giannis. The trade that he had is the Cavs trade Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Max Strus, and a 2026 first round pick for Giannis and Kyle Kuzma. Okay. You make that trade, I would put Evan at the 5, Giannis at the 4, and then why would you trade for assets for LeBron James when he can opt out of his contract and just sign him to whatever deal? I would do that, and then if you get Giannis and you start building that team, and you could put LeBron at the 3, and, you know, switch them out, you know, when LeBron...
Now, Lou, you're breaking up. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, as of right now, the Cavs cannot do 3 for whatever trades. It literally has to be a player for player until they get out under the cap, which means they'd have to say goodbye. They'd have to find a way to dump the Okoro deal. Silly. They'd have to also no Ty Jerome.
Oh, silly. You want me to go? I mean, we're sitting here talking about LeBron James over something built when he doesn't even know what the second apron is. So why am I supposed to go off of that when you already put it in the quote unquote trade machine?
Yeah,
and the trade machine didn't even work.
I do think it is worth talking in theory about the type of deals or the type of players out and in just to see how you feel about either this core or what you feel that they need. Like I am curious to see because at the end of the year stuff, obviously we know what Kobe Altman said. What he said was, we just think there's going to be internal development. Guys are going to get better. We believe in our system. The reality is they don't have a ton of flexibility. Them making the DeAndre Hunter move, which I supported at the time, it did rob them of some flexibility here. And everything they've done to get up to this point was to build a contender now that, unfortunately, 3 years in the making cannot get out of the second round. So the question is, are they doomed in that way? Or can these guys get better enough, or do they need the help? How desperate are you? Are you desperate enough to be talking about LeBron James? Are you desperate enough to be talking about Evan Mobley for Giannis?
They're already great. They are a really good team. So wouldn't it stand to reason that you would say that all they need to do is... God, it's so dumb to say that they need to get tougher. It is one of the dumbest things ever because they're all grown men. How am I supposed to say you need to get tougher? It might be the smartest thing you have to say about the Cavs, but it just sounds so stupid that I'm sitting there saying a bunch of grown men need to get tougher. But that's the way it seems. You watch the Eastern Conference Finals. What has the Eastern Conference Finals been so far? In their three games, what's the Eastern Conference Finals been? Have these teams been physical with each other? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they both seem more tougher than the Cavs? Yes. Do they both seem like they have more talent overall than the Cavs? Tone?
No.
Okay, so what's missing? No. So why make a trade? I don't need to go out and get LeBron. In brutal honesty, like, yeah, I would take Giannis, certainly, if I could make that move. LeBron James, 41 years old, and you guys know exactly what else comes with LeBron James. Hell, I can't even go to the phones right now because everybody just wants to sit there and make jokes. So what recourse do I have? Other than go out and get tough.
I think part of it is.
Sorry to be that way.
They don't have players on this team with any kind of championship pedigree. I think Tristan Thompson's the only one, and he doesn't play. So they don't really have that. That is something. Now, they got to get it one way or another. I do wonder if I've talked about them needing some length. They need some athleticism. I do not think they are nearly as athletic as some of the teams that are playing right now. But they also don't have guys that have been through it. And I'm wondering what they're going to do, how much of a priority they place on that going forward. They have a bunch of guys that just lose in the second round.
Good God. I get that, man. But good God, we're talking about trading for Jrue Holiday. And it just sounds so silly. It sounds desperate. It sounds stupid.
Aren't they desperate?
But
didn't we all say they have a 2-year window now with Donovan Mitchell?
But they have a 2-year window anyway.
That is kind of desperation. 2-year
window anyway. So, okay, then you know what? I guess I'm desperate for toughness because these are the moves that they can make. I'm supposed to go out and trade for an older guy who's not even that good anymore, the way Jrue Holiday is, to make what? To make some trade to what? Make us tougher? Get a glue guy? How am I going to know the glue guy works out? And then we're going to go back to the well of LeBron again. That's what we're going to do?
I think part of the problem is you've got young guys with a lot of talent that seem to shrink come playoff time. So, yeah, you're looking for guys that you think may have a better track record of not shrinking at that time.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.